in our mind, soul, and spirit. CKUT 90.3 FM. Brother Chris here, providing you with classics upon classics in the Classic Corner. That was the haunting voice of Inez Andrews closing out our Classic Corner on the legendary Gospel Caravans, a gospel recording group that has paved the way for so many other recording groups in gospel music. I want to thank you all for having a seat in the Classic Corner, and I leave you with a final track from this group that welcomed well over 30 well-known singers over its 50-year history, the Gospel Caravans. I leave you with their last album recorded in 2006. Here is The Caravans with Mary, Don't You Weep on 90.3 FM in Montreal.
When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Coombit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at coombit.org or email at info@coombit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T. We are not on Facebook.
We Groove Records and QCJA Productions presents Uptown Reggae Night, Sunday, July 3rd at La Belle Mall, featuring for Toronto 12-time Juno nominee Blessed and Montreal's own Sabu, backed by the Gaia Band. Special guest Kayla Allen and music by DJ Big Worm. Doors open 8 p.m. Show starts 9 p.m. Uptown Reggae Night, Sunday, July 3rd at La Belle Mall, 4483 St. Laurent Boulevard. Advanced tickets $20 available at Eventbrite and select locations across town. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Hey! Everybody, everybody, let me see you dancing. Yeah. Oh, na 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 na, yeah. Can I sing it one more time? Sing, I have never seen a God like you.
I have never seen a God like
you. Who do the things that no one else can.
Oh!
It's now 7:12. Joe Metal with Great Jehovah on CKUT 90.3 FM. In about 30 minutes' time, we'll welcome to the show one of our community's finest, Gemma Rayburn Baines. The Spice Festival is just a few days out, so we're going to talk about that for just a few short minutes. But coming up next, here is a favorite of many, Jacqueline Carr with My Portion on CKUT 90.3 FM.
You'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, here's a pain, it is not your portion. Failure, it is not your portion. Sickness, it is not your portion. You never knew you'd be broken. You never knew you cried the tears that you cried. You never knew you'd lose the things you've lost. But I heard his voice say, I have good news, I have good news. That's your portion. Good hand. That's your portion.
Of the Canada Glass Awards for Best Gospel Radio Show in the country.
Thank you so much.
It's mind, soul, and spirit.
Your spot on the radio dial for music, ministry, and so much more. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Let's go.
It's the perfect way to start your day. Mind, soul, and spirit. Montreal's first choice and only voice for gospel music on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Of 14, I realized that I was a God child and a Jesus kind of man. And it's good to know that you're a God child and that you're a Jesus kind of man. Because when you know that, you can tell the world that you're Holy Ghost filled. And you know where you're headed. You're headed for that promised land. Oh yeah, listen, I'm gonna tell my story, and I'm spreading it wide, that I'm a Jesus man, an apple of God's eye. You see, he saved my soul to do his will, and the rest of my life, for him I'm land. I know I am. I have so many reasons to feel good. When I count my blessings, my cup is always full.
26 minutes after the hour, we're in the spirit with the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Before that, the Maverick City Music and Kirk Franklin with the classic Melodies from Heaven. Edwin Hawkins Singers, Jacqueline Carr, and Nigeria's Joe Metal. All here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3. FM. As I mentioned, in just a few short minutes, we'll be interviewing local favorite Gemma Rayburn Bain. But first, here's more music coming your way with I Am Okay on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah. soundtrack to your Sunday mornings.
Everybody clap your hands right here.
With music, ministry, and so much more. On Mind, Soul, and Spirit. KUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. CKUT.ca on the World Wide Web.
When you think about the things that have happened in your life, you're human, it's alright to hurt. When you think about the plans that you made that didn't work, I know what it is to experience loss. It's over, but it's not over. He is the mender of your broken heart, and he is the keeper of your deepest secrets. His love will hold you when you're at your weakest. Ask me how I know, it's because I've been healed by the
die. For every need there is supply. For the Savior says, just ask and believe that you receive. If you ask the impossible, won't he do it? Somebody say, yes, he will. To being free, if you need that mountain in the sea, if it seems too hard for you, just believe that he wants to do what seems impossible for you right now. Just say yes. Yes, it will. Oh,
yes, it will.
Oh, yes, it will. Right now, can you save me? I believe you'll bless me. Oh, lift your hands and say, I believe you'll touch me. Yeah, I believe. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Believe only and do not doubt. If fear moves in, evict it out. For the Lord responds to faith, and he longs to save. You ask the impossible, won't he do it? Say yes, he will. Somebody say yes, he will.
Oh, yes, he will.
I don't know what you're going through, but lift your hands and say yes. I believe he'll bless me.
He'll touch me
in the time of trouble. But just say, Lord, yes, I believe.
Yes,
and yes,
he will.
Yes,
yes.
Come on.
Yes, hey. Yes,
I don't know if you're listening on the radio or if you're driving in your car. If you could just believe and say, to join their faith with us and just say yes,
yes,
yes, he will, yes, he will, yes, he will. Come on, say
yes, he will.
I don't care if you got a common cold or if you're laying in ICU, intensive care unit, or fresh on your way to the unemployment line. Say yes, he will.
Give
the sisters a say.
Yes, it will.
If you ask anything that's in line with his word, he said that I will do it. Yes, 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 yes. Come on. Somebody needs to say it one more time. One more time. Do you believe it? Brother Daniel, man. Yes. Come on, sister, say it. Say one more time. Take the single now.
Oh, yes,
he will. Lift your hands all over this place and say hallelujah.
Fred Hammond bringing fire to your Sunday morning on CKUT 90.3 FM with Yes, He Will. We're getting ready for our one-on-one with Gemma Rayburn-Baines. The Spice Island Cultural Festival gets underway July the 8th to the 10th. We'll get into it in just a few short minutes. But first, here from Jamaica, Jermaine Edwards with Hope in My Head on CKUT 90.3 FM.
If you can believe it, you can achieve it.
Hope is in my head, yeah. Anybody know now? Hope is in my head.
Yeah, watch it now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got it.
So we can't fall. Every day we go full boy. I forgive thanks and praise. Show up bring disgrace. We never boastful. I know man can curse. Who God bless in us every life purposeful. I just
pain and no hope in a man.
Hey, watch out now.
right, it's 12 minutes before the top of the hour. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM with Jermaine Edwards. Hope in my head. It brings me great pleasure to reintroduce to the show. It's been a few years. Pandemic has put things on ice, but now she's back and she's doing big things here in the Montreal area. I introduce to you Gemma Rayburn Baines. Good morning, Gemma.
Good morning, Christopher. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. Thanks for continuing to do big things in our community. I want to go jump right into it and speak about the Spice Island Cultural Festival. Tell me, what is the inspiration behind this annual event, now celebrating the fifth anniversary?
That's right. Well, when we started this in 2017, and our first event was held in 2018,
okay,
it was like a coming out for the Grenadian community. We've been living here, well, I have, for over 50 years, 58 years, to be quite exact.
Right.
I came here as a little girl, and, it was... A lot of Grenadians live here in Montreal, actually.
Okay.
But, you hear about the big islands. Jamaica had their festival and Barbados and stuff like that. But, Grenada was always very small and quiet.
Yes.
And there's so many big things happening in Grenada. I don't know if you know, Grenada is the island that exports 20% of the world's spices.
Oh,
only
okay.
Second to Indonesia. So, there's a lot happening. We actually, in last year, Grenada won the World Capital Culinary. The culinary capital of the world is Grenada.
Okay.
The first island in the Caribbean to do that. So, we felt... It would be nice for people to know about Grenada. I know people ask, well, there's Barbados, there's Trinidad, there's Jamaica. Is there any others? So this is one way for us to really expose the island, the culture, the music, the fashion, it's been wonderful. So the city now knows about us. The government knows about us. So we've been shaking a few branches.
Well, that's your specialty, Gemma. That is definitely your specialty. Now, the festival will actually highlight three things: food, fashion, and music. Tell us about these themes that you like to bring to our community or highlight in our community.
Well, food nourishes the body.
Mm-hmm.
We all need food. And if you know the Caribbean people, they love to cook and they love food.
Yes.
Anything we have to have food. Because if you have something, they say you don't have any food, no rice and peas. So food is very important to the community and to everybody. Music feeds the soul.
Yes.
In the Caribbean people, we love music. It brings people together. It creates a whole different atmosphere. Once there's music, people forget about their problems. We have carnival in the Caribbean, so everybody comes together. It's just to bring people together, and that's what we want to do with the Spice Island Festival. We want to bring the whole entire community together, not only Grenadians, but everyone. And with food and music, we can do it. Now, we know people love fashion,
mm-hmm.
even the male and the female. And I've seen your wife and you. So I know we do this fashion. When I think of fashion, I think of Lady Soul. And we've got a lot of talented young people in the community that make clothes, and they don't have a place or an opportunity to showcase their talent in fashion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So actually, we're featuring two young Grenadians, Spice Chick, as she calls herself.
Okay.
She's doing some clothes with... It's called Strings and Things. Nothing is sewn. It's all put together with knitting, like like we did knitting before the Caribbean.
Okay.
And her clothes are excellent. So you have people have to come out to see this young woman, you know, and I'm sure Lady So would enjoy meeting her. And then there is Angela Alexis. She's a little more seasoned. She's been around for quite a few years. Her line is called Mad Fashion.
Okay.
So she's going to be showcasing some clothes, and I'm sure she's going to be with the colors red, yellow, and green, because that's our national colors of Grenada, Caracou, and Petite Martinique. So, you know, this is why we do it. We really want to showcase people, want to give people an opportunity to see, you know, the talent in the community.
Absolutely. And it's really shaping up to be something very special. Now, Little Burgundy is an interesting location for the festival, especially with the recent release of the documentary Dear Jackie. Why did you make this community ground zero for your festival?
Well, the Little Burgundy has a lot of history with the Black English speaking community. You know, there's a lot of professionals are there. You know, if you read the book Blacks in Montreal by Dr. Dorothy Williams, you will see the whole basis of it is the porters that came here to Canada to work on the train, on the railroad. It was all in Little Burgundy they lived. You know, Oliver Jones and Oscar Peterson, two great musicians. They grew up in Little Burgundy. They took piano at the Negro Community Center. And I took tap dance in there. Community Center. And, you know, also when the domestics came to Canada, that is where they sort of congregated at the Negro Community Center. So, like, it really means a lot to the English-speaking Black community, that area. And the park, Vinette Park, is a beautiful place.
Yes.
It's, you know, it's like surrounded by homes, and it's just so nice. I just love it there. The park is great, and you feel the warmth of the community there. You know, the Union United Church is down the road.
Right.
And it's really just something that we felt, you know, let's go back to our roots type of thing. You know, when we came to Canada, that's where we knew.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people now that live out in the suburbs, they still recognize Little Burgundy and they come back.
Yes.
It's like coming back. Roots type of thing.
Yes, it is part of the roots. And logistically, it's a very convenient location just outside the George Vanier Metro Station.
Exactly.
We are speaking with Gemma Rayburn-Baines. We're going to take a musical break. Here is Nisha Woods with Fire on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Our God is a consuming fire.
If you know that he is a jealous God,
somebody say fire, 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 oh, fire. God's Holy Ghost, fire deep down in my soul. Somebody say fire, 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 oh, fire. Catholic Ghost, fire deep down in my soul. Somebody say fire, 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 oh.
All right, it's now the top of the hour. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. That was Nisha Woods with Fire. Speaking of fire, we have Gemma Rayburn-Baines, who is the queen of special events in our Caribbean community and also, unbeknownst to me, a tap dancing queen. Good. All right, we're coming out of the pandemic. How different is hosting and producing the Spice Island Cultural Festival in 2022 versus in previous years?
Well, we did not have to worry about the people not wanting to participate because of the pandemic. And some of them, I guess, are still worried. But we're going to be outside. We have to assure people that they will be safe. Mm-hmm. We will make sure that we have, you know, we follow some of the guidelines that are still in place. I mean, and you can wear your mask if you want, but we're outdoors. So, you know, it's a little bit lax in that respect. The, you know, all the vendors are going to have hand sanitizer.